I just, as we plow through this, the truth is, I think there are a lot of very important ideas which are really almost introductory marks to Sefer Mitzvos, both in terms of Rambam and Ramban. And it won't be at the beginning, it'll be, you know, maybe 10 minutes into this year, we'll see. I just want to get started, but, you know, when we start talking about this is about Shesui Yayin, and especially the issue of whether mitzvahs are Moshe Rabbeinu or Dafka or Sinai, things become very interesting. Okay, so let's start it. And I just want the first remark about, we're going to do three lines in the Ramban here, and I don't think we'll get any further than that. Hine, Shtei parashis b'teira. There are two parashis in the Teira, and in these two parashis, uvehem mitzvos rabos. There are many mitzvos in these two parashis. V'lo nemru l'Moshe b'Sinai, and the two points, they weren't said to Moshe, and they weren't said to Sinai. Okay. Eliyahu nemru v'lo b'Sinai. Very clear. Parshas Shesui Yayin u'parshas Mishmeres Kohuna u'Leviya u'Matnas Kohuna v'lo choshash l'hoitziyam min achesh b'nazeh. This is very important. Now, the Ramban wants many things with this. But the first thing which I want to talk about is not a central issue, but it's more like a backdrop of what we were talking about before. Because the Ramban basically said that the minyan of Tayag was loy bedikta, was said on Alpiloiv, that the minyan of Tayag, that it's Moshe Misinai, was said Alpiloiv. Right? And he says that the Mikros al-Piloiv, and he says Chazal al-Piloiv, we never proved that, okay? So, what happens is, the Leif Sameach comes here and says, yeah, it's true, certain things are not said b'diktuk, but that's only b'smuchach mitrechai, that is not midiktuk. Like, you know that the cheshvan of 70 is not predictable. You look at the parsha and you figure things out. That is not predictable. But everything is predictable unless it's muchach that is not predictable. Okay? So Ramban's saying that's true over here. Because since it's muchach in the Torah, that these parshas, when that's said to Moshe B'Sinai, so even though if Simloi said Moshe B'Sinai, one should know that. And that's what he's trying to do. So he's trying to say you should not in any way have this this question the Leif Sameach has, you know, it says, oh, because is much. I think that's the first kavan over here. Okay? There's a lot more than this, okay? Because you see the first kavan is just to say that, you know, it's not Moshe Misinai. It's not Bediktuk. Not all the Mitayag mitzvah are Moshe Misini. Even the Rav Ruba was said to Moshe Misinai, but not all of them. And it's muchach from the Torah that it's not like that. So Simloi didn't have to tell you that it was labadavka, and it's muchach mitecha that the mind was labadavka. Correct? Okay. What? First, the question is, before, you know, we have to tell whether it's true. First of all, question, what he said. Okay, good. Okay, then. If I didn't say what he said, okay. Then the second is, you know, is he of this opinion in general, and what are his other things, and what others say, and we'll see, okay? But that is the thrust at the beginning, because this is the backdrop going back to what we spoke about last time. This is what Ramban is trying to do over here, okay? But the more important thing, which we'll come to later, is that you can have a mitzvah said not at Sinai, which is interesting, okay, but okay. But you would assume the mitzvah he said to Moshe, and now he's ready to say mitzvah can be said to Aaron, which, you know, changes, like, you know, everything, okay? So that is what's on schedule, okay? What's later will be much more profound and important. Over here it's just important in terms of his argument about Tarek Mitznel and Moshe Mitznel, okay? That's drafting straight. So he learns the Poshet that the Ashola of Shisui Yayin was not said in Sinai, but B'yom HaShmini Meluyim. Okay?
And not to Moshe.
And not to Moshe, but to Aaron. Okay? And the emes is, it's mufush in Medrash Seichel Tov like this. The Medrash Seichel Tov, Seichel, Seichel Tov, okay? Medrash Seichel Tov, Shmois, Perek Yud Beis, Ois Aleph, Vayei Mashem. Vayoyim Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron. Shomeni shohoy adibo l'Moshe ul Aaron. Hainu dekoy l'tavayu. Moshe, Aaron. V'yamri lei hineini. Tamloy v'hi bayoyim. Diba Hashem el Moshe. L'Moshe havi koroy v'lo l'Aaron. El Aaron noita oznoi v'shemeya. In came Matamu and Moshe with Aaron, El Malamed, Kishem Shoy and Moshe Kolu, the Divois, Lama Mois, Kahoy Aaron, Venema, Eno Kere Bishem, if they quidoi, Shel Moshe. Nim says, Memayet as Aaron Nicola Divois. Okay? Now here's the important part. Chut Mishlisha Makomis, Mipinechi Efshelios Adibo Imoi. Hainu vayoyim Hashem el Aaron leich likras Moshe hamidboro. Okay. Vaydaber, which is very interesting. Okay. It's a very interesting thing, especially the Moshe Sanhedrin. That any time there's a nevuah to one novi, every other novi hears it. So there could have been a nevuah to Aaron, which Moshe didn't even know about, because very interesting. But I'm not getting involved in that. Okay, good. I can say, who can say, you know, if you're interested, because that's not really germane to the issue we're talking about. Okay? I'm just reading to you what it says. Okay. Vaydabe Hashem al Aaron, Yayin v'sheicha al teisht. Vayoyim Hashem al Aaron, V'ato v'necho beis avicho. In the parasha from Matan's Kuna Vishmeres Kuna. So l'cheira, this medrash is very clear. Exactly what Ramban says. Okay, so you know, just before your first remark, I think that's okay. Correct? We okay? I'm going to continue. That's the idea, which you might not have known. Okay. Now, let's move on. Even though the Ashola might have been said twice on Yom HaShmini, might have been twice, once on Yom HaShmini and the other one on Achrei Mois, okay, the Ramban seems to stress here that the first time it was said to Aaron Dafka and not to Moshe. And L'cheira, the mitzvah that is L'deiris is from the first time, which is very interesting. Okay? The tzivui, which is in Tayag Mitzvahs, was the first tzivui which is said to Aharon. Okay? That's what he's pointing out. If he doesn't mean that, then, you know, there's no efficacy to his argument. So, he come out again with 2 points. Not only wasn't said at Sinai, it wasn't said to Moshe. And the Chayy, this is part of the memory of Simlai, so it's Lav Dafka, correct? The Ramban al HaTeira is also very clear that the Parshish Suya Yayin was said to Aaron. That's in Tezayin Beis. Beinu Kein Al Daiti Ki Akosu Shemaske Tomer Ovam. Then it says Koshkein Shetia Raya Shnichen Shui Yain Bavur Hoasho Shenemul Aaron Atzmoi Miad. That's just a line from Ramban. But, you know, it's very clear that it was said to Aaron Ba'atzmoy Miad. Okay? That's what Ramban al HaTeira. Okay? However, the tzivui was said afterwards to Moshe. And that's the Ramban in Achrei, in Perei Tezayin, Posik Aleph. Okay. So, there's no necessity to have a steer between Ramban al HaTeira and Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, because no one denies that it might have been said to Moshe. But since it was first said to Aaron, then you could suggest, but it's not clear that it's true, that the mitzvah of the Deiris was said to Aaron, and that's the Machai of the Deiris. But it doesn't necessarily mean that, but it could mean that. And Ramban suggests that. So I don't think there's anything chumish which is against this. Correct? No, I'm buying from Hashem. So here comes now, there's a big chiddush. Nevuas Aharon, no matter what it is not the nevuah for Moshe Rabbeinu. Lekein Avdi Moshe. That's the end of Parshas Vayischa. So you don't need Nevuas Moshe for Tayag Mitzvahs. It means you don't need Nevuah B'Shmoy HaGodol, and it's a Sagi enough with Nevuah which is Derech Halayim, the Mitzvah Teira. Because that's what Ramban says in Im Yia Neviachem. He says that other Nevuah that Moshe is pale upon him, it's Shmo Agolo, and the others are not, and it's only basically Chaloim or whatever it is. So the Kitzah is, you come out with the option that mitzvahs don't require a Nevuah. Mitzvah, what's central? What is central to becoming a mitzvah in Tayag? You don't need a Nevuah b'Shmo Agolo. Okay, good, I understand, but that's not the, that, you know, that's really not, you know, I'm telling you that Mamish, the Ikri Adas flying around here, and that's who they want to focus on, if you don't mind. You know, I think, you know, the issue of Leis Sameach, yes or no, you know, it's important to point out that Ramban's addressing it, but that's not, you know, like Hilu, the important issue over here. The Ramban also stresses, they don't require Har Sinai. Correct? And this, you would also seem to infer from the Ramban at the end of Chumash Vayikra, because on the Pasuk in Perich of Zion in Vayikra, Lamed Dalet, Eile hamitzvos asher tzivo Hashem es Moshe el bnei Yisrael b'har Sinai. So the question, it says at the end of Chumash Vayikra. Okay. So is that saying only these and the rest not? It's a very important thing. When you learn, you know, it's a very important thing to keep your eyes open. But that's what the pasuk says. So it means all the mitzvahs that were said until the over there were said to Moshe at Har Sinai. And mitzvahs that were nemru after Teres Kohanim, that were said me'oil moed v'eilech, they didn't necessarily Sinai. Okay? That's the Ramban Chav Zayin Aleph Beis. He says, "Ulkach Oma b'Seif Eila Mitzah Shetziva Hashem Es Moshe El Bnei Yisrael B'Har Sinai Al Kol Hanem Rois Lema'alo Ki Mikan V'Eilech Yedah B'Mitzus Oyel Moed." That's important. Okay, then. Okay, now, however, there are many places we'll find in Teres Kohanim, we'll find in the Talmud, that you get the general or clear impression that Tayag Mitzvahs and Sinai go hand in hand. Okay. Now, opening up the Teres Kohanim at the end of Chukosai, Rebbe v'chulei, Per Shehei Haloch Zayin, Rebbe Oimer, V'eila Mitzvahs Ein Dov Rashoi L'Chadish Oid Dov Me'ato. So L'Chera, you know, you get the impression that Eila Mitzvahs, and that's nothing. In Moshe Rabbeinu we were taught, so I guess everything is included in this then. V'gmon Shabbos V'tizvo V'ksiv Eila Mitzvahs Ein Dov Rashoi L'Chadish Dov Me'ato. I mean, you can't have other Mitzvahs. So the Eila Mitzvahs, they quote this, Ki'ilu, as the end of Mitzvahs in general. So the question is, in Pshuto Shomik, which Ramban's working with, the Psukim at the end of Chumash Vayikra are really synopsis until this point, and not talking about afterwards. Ramban points out the Chumash. However, you can, Chazal, look at it, Kilu, as a general description of mitzvahs in general. It refers to everything and everything that's in Torah, I assume. And that's what the Teres Kohanim and the Gemara seems to be saying. However, you also find this approach that you find the Chazal and Ramban also. Okay? To be honest with you, the Ramban Alateira quotes Yishalmi saying this, and we'll see another Ramban, okay? Ramban in Dvorim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Beis, Loisei Sifu, Yishalmi, Shmonim, Bechamisha, Zekenim, Mehem Kama Nevim, Hoi Mitzdar Madova. Omru kosuv eil amitza shetziva Hashem es Moshe. Eilu amitza nestav pi Moshe. Kach, omru on Moshe, ve'ein novi acher osed l'chadish dovo lochem. Okay. So, you know, you could say, and, you know, dampen this a little bit, ein novi acher, but Moshe could, okay. But then it says, "Harishehoyis haMitzah zu asur lehem, imkein he bechlal isay sifolov, אלא שלא למד למויסב על פי נובי, אלא מנקוסב שאומה אלה המצס, אינו ואשכות לחדש דובו מייתו. So you could say, maybe, that what all the Ramban means is that a Novi can't do anything, Moshe can do whatever he wants. The Ramban, however, in Vayikra Chof Hei Aleph, Avla Braisa Shnuya B'Teres Kohanim, Piusha Bola, Nemru, Shashmita Nemru, Kosel Misinai, Tichsib, Lepash Ve'el Mishpotim, Vashvisish Tenotash Vokhavion Yamecho, Ve'elu Dine Yashmita Kubikder Klau, Mikan Chozav Yoma Ki Bahar Sinai Oid Nemru Kol Pratero, Shahari Kulom Nisku B'Parsha Hazeis, Ubisefu Iniksiv Eila Mitzis, אשר ציבו השם את מוישה. אל בני ישראל בהר סיני להקיש כל המצוויס אל השמיטה הנזכרת. שכולו הויל קיין, שניהם בוכה ופרט ועקור מסיני. So you could say he's going only back on what was before, you know, I don't know if you get that impression. You get the impression it's more of a general thing, and it seems to be like two strands where they work with the mitzvahs, where they work with the Pshuto Shel Mikra, or you work with Chazal. That's the issue here. And it could be maybe that's why the Ramban didn't quote this, because it's only Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay. Now, the question is, and the question over here is, you see, it's also not clear. The Ashola for Shisui Yayin, okay, when Aaron said it, okay. See, there's a problem. Let me start slowly, okay. The Minchas Chinuch asked the question, why isn't it when one violates anything in the Torah, why is he chayav Misrei Shamayim? Because he's over the Vinovi. Correct? So, what the Rav said, the answer to this question is that Nevuas Moshe is Andrish, it's Teira. And in Teira, there's a Lav, there's an Asay, there's Chivi Kores, Chivi Misrei Shamayim, Chivi Mises Bezen, etc. Okay. In the Vua, it's nothing. It's a Tziu for Novi. Okay. So the question I want you to ask is when this Ashol was said to Aaron and the Mechayiv and it's becoming part of Taryag was because of Aaron, when one violates this Tzivui, is the Oival to be Novi or is it Tera? How can Aaron be Teira? Okay, that's a very important question. It seems to be, it's very clear what you have to say, but you know, you don't even know how to say it and what you're saying. But you know, such a question borders on fear, but you have to ask it. You know, what's going on here? So that, I think, is just, you know, we'll talk about this, Mr. Shem, but that's, you know, that's something. That was once you do this, you see, See, I'm not disturbed when you start interesting make a Megillah, you say the Rabbanim and Minyan Mitzvahs, you have to decide how you're going to say it. No, no. But if you start saying Mitzvahs, which we know is Mitzvah Torah, is Aaron, not Moshe, then you open up classically, you know, an area of inquiry, which is almost a bottomless pit. You have to know where to stop or what to do. Okay? Beseda? That's my first point. I'll tell you, these are very important questions. And you can read this line, Nemo the Island, you know, just fly it, I'll go over it, you know. The what you can infer from this and what he's actually saying is absolutely amazing, I think. You see, it can even flip it, because there are a list of Rishonim that certainly say these parashas were Nemar L'chatchil L'Aaron. You'll find Rashi in Chumash. Says, Tesh Luxiv El Moshe Vitav, the Zifri Dolish Paskirach, the Zadibel Moshe Imla Arid. So you have to know whether. You have to know whether it's true that the Rishonim, I think it's going to get us off. But whatever it is, in other words, you see, there are two questions. It could be L'chatchilah was said to Aaron and said to Moshe, and the mitzvah of the day is because of Moshe. So then you have to ask in the increment where you Oval Divrei Novi. But that's not so profound and so important, but the more important point is the Ramban's point. It's also very important that he says the Bohen Mitzvahs Rabbis, if you remember, Shtei Parash Ben Mitzvahs Rabbis, because he wants to make it very clear that things have changed after Matan Torah than before Matan Torah, because Ramban says the end of Shoshana Yudalid that Arayis were one mitzvah to Ben Noach. He might have had a few Arayis, but it's all one mitzvah. But once Yisrael has many mitzvahs, and mitzvahs that are Yisrael, there are many mitzvahs. And that he quotes, he makes a reference, you might not notice it when you look at it. If we look at the end of Sherish Yudala in Nasogas Ramban, he's referring to Rotza HaKodesh Baruch Zach, Yisrael, if you hear Ben Teru mitzvahs, and part of that is making Arayis many mitzvahs. Okay, same. But these are the Behemah mitzvahs Harbin, that's what's going on here. However, it's very clear that the Rambam has a whole different approach over here. And the Rambam's opinion is that the member of Simloi is Bedavka, and Tayag Mitzvah Nemel Moshe B'Sinai, Davka L'Moshe, and Davka B'Sinai. And that L'Cheira is really the basis of Sherish Shlishi. If you look at Sherish Shlishi, you'll see it clearly say that. And because of this idea of Sinai, that's how he knocks out, he knows to knock out Mitzvah the Shoah. Because Shoah has nothing to do with Sinai. Sinai's days. Whatever, okay, well, you'll see, whatever. He looked there. He also expresses these ideas in the Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayis. Sorry. He expresses this clearly in Chulin. Pirush Mishnayis is something else. In Chulin, in Giranoshe, V'yesh li oid. Excuse me. Yeah, it's Perik Zayin Mishnah Vov. The Simulim called the Klala Godel Aze. Amuva Mishnah Zu. Vu Omo Misinai Nesa. Vu Shatatzoch Ladas. Shako Masha Onom Nishorin. Mimenu. Oi Oisin Oisai. Hayoin. Ein Onu Oisin Zeis. El Bidei Tzivu Hashem. Al Yidei Moshe. Lo Bidei Shashem Tzivu. Bekach Linevim Shekodmo. Dugmalkach. Ein onu oichlin eivu min achai, lo b'nei shashem osa, ala b'nei noyach eivu min achai, eli b'nei shemoyshe osa alonu, oleinu eivu min achai. B'ma shenitzavu b'sina, shi isho eivu min achai osa. B'chein, ein onu malin, b'glal shavu o mal, b'chule. Eli b'glal moyshe, okay, b'chein gira noshe. Ein onu nimshochin, b'oi achre isa yayin kevavino, eli tzivu moyshe rabbeinu. Halitio Omum Shesh Meis Mitzvah Shesh Meis Ushoshe Mitzvah Nemo Moshe Besinai Chol Elu Mechlal HaMitzvahs. And it means anything in this thing. And the Ramban takes this cloud very, very clear. Very, very. It's clear that everything here is Bedafka. So it means that these parashas of Shisui Yayin and Kahuna were said to Moshe Rabbeinu, and there are many, the Amakuris and Chazal would support this, and even though it's not parashas HaMikra, that's where the Ramban learns also Sifri and Parashas Korach. Vaydabe Hashem al Aharon, Shomei ani Shoroi Adibu al Aharon. He says the thing. Tam loyimo zichon lebnei Yisrael, lomana sheyikov izam, ulomarto sheadibu lemoishe shirim al Aharon. They say in Sifri. Sifri zuta, vayom Hashem al Aharon, ulomarto mikol adibu eis. Shenemu le Aaron, I de Moshe Nemu loy. Matamulim le Aaron, el kedei kedai hoya dibu le Aaron, el shigadus Moshe Gomo. Now, that in fact we'll see, okay. In fact, I heard from my Rebbe, the name of his father, the name of the Zayda of Chaim, that Tzcholok Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu B'Shar Nevi'im, that Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is Teira. And the Nevuah that were given to the Ovois, to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, B'Shaitai, that was Nevuah. It only became Teira through Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the way he interpreted. That's the way he interpreted the Gemara Baba Basra Rab Chaim, which is mamish. If someone else would have said, they would have said it's kfira. It said that's what he said. Oh, from the Zayda, Gemara Baba Basra Yedal Leveis, Moshe Kosef Sifroi Uparashis Bilam. Because Nevuas Bilam, all of the Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu, everything was Duch Moshe Rabbeinu. The Parsha from Bereishis, everything there became Torah Duch Moshe Rabbeinu. Avol Ekom V'Yisrael Oid, V'Yisrael Ekom, Avol Zekom Bilam Bo'o, Bilam's Nevuah was Torah, even before Moshe put it in. So Moshe Rabbeinu calls it Sifroi V'Sefer Bilam. Okay. That's the way of Chaim learns the Gemara. And truth is, you look at the Dvarim, don't learn the Gemara like that. And the question is, what Parsha, look at the Rashi there, question what Parsha Bilam means, okay? But, you know, it's not so bad, because it's very clear that the Rambam interprets Parsha Bilam is this Parsha Torah. How do I know that? Because the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph. They have Dvarim Mefarshim Batera, and Koilim Kol Advarim Shenema Ayidei Kol Nevi'im. Af b'parshas Bilam Nema V'shom Nivei B'shnei HaMashichim Mashiach HaRishon Shu David Sheshes Yisrael Miyatzareim Mashiach Achon Shem Bonov Shemashiach Es Yisrael Miyad B'nei Esav V'shom Hu Oime Erenu V'loi Ato Ze David Ashreinu V'loi Korov Ze Melech HaMashiach Doch Koicha Miyakov, Ze David, Vakom Shevi Miyisrael, Ze Melech HaMashiach, Mochat Pasa Imboyot, Ze David. V'chein Oim, Yavayach David, V'chule, and the Tokma Kaf, Kol Menei Sheis, Ze HaMelech HaMashiach, Shein Boi Moishle, Moshe Miyam Ad Yom, Hu Edo Im Yoresho, Ze, okay, say that. So that's very clear, and that's the Rambam, that's the approach that the Rambam had. So even, you know, according to this, even if you accept the Parsha was set to Aaron, okay, but only became Torah Duch Moshe. Duch Moshe, that's what I would say.
What was there to
Bilam
and everything else? Why
is that? He takes this maima in a way that was almost brought as a kfirah. B'Yisrael who's the Lekom. Avu Musulim Kom. Beza Bilam and Boa. So Bilam's Nevuah had the maima that it was Taylor. I didn't want to say it out, but if you want to force me, I'll say it. If someone else would have told me, I would have said it's kfirah. But that's the story. Okay, you got it?
Who says it this, who learns it this way?
Abchaim. That's what we lost it over. The name was Zayd Abchaim. I think it's one summer. He said it over. Okay? Okay, we'll see more about it. Okay, good. Okay, we'll say that. You see, you have to understand the two issues over here. You should not lose focus, okay? There's one issue, is that Shatling Mo Babasa, okay? You know, you tell me yes, you tell me no, I'll tell you no, okay? But the question is it important that Torah comes to the good services of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Torah is Misinai? That's a very important question. And if you want, I think it's probably a very important point. Are we doing in the? Okay, so I'll mention this. I wasn't planning to, but since you're interested, I'll share a few things. Okay, just to get into this, and then maybe, you know, if we don't finish this week, we'll finish it then. But this, everything here is very important. You understand this? I was like, you know, these. So the Rav once said over from Father. The following. It says at the end of Baluscha that Miriam said to Aaron, Havayimru, Harak Ach B'Moshe Dibre Hashem, Haloi Gambono Dibre. Okay? Correct? That's the pasuk. So he said that father explained this with the Gemara Bava Basra. I mean, the Gemara Sanhedrin, I mean. The Gemara Sanhedrin paid Tesla Bays. No yade. How do we know that a Novi is a proper Novi? Okay. Oma baye dichsiv chalashem dovo kiim goloi kiim golo soide el avodov anvim. So what does all that mean? That any nevuah which was said to a particular Novi, it's also said to Shaar Neviim. Okay? But the tzivui to say it over or to do whatever it is this particular Novi, but ever the Novi hears it. Okay? So, that Lechera, Ramesh, that was the Taina of Miriam and Aaron. If there would have been a Nevuah to be perished from the Isha, they should have heard it.
They heard everything over the Moshe.
Okay, that's the way I go over it. He didn't, I didn't understand all these questions. That was what he said. So that's Alam Goboru Dibir. Okay, so this is what the Rebbeinu Shalom told them, that they're making a mistake. That's Chalak Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu Nevuah, Shaar Nevuim. And a Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah wasn't said by Hashem Dovo King Golos HaLevei Avon Nevuim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is a Chepshel Teirah and is an Andra Din. Okay? So, okay.
Even personal Nevuah.
Okay. One second. One second. Give me a second. Okay, I'm not just about... Okay, you know. Okay. So the Rav once said in a shiur that he had with us in Shir Shlishi, maybe open up Shir Shlishi like that. He said one Leil Shavuos he was discussing with father. The following issue. Okay. Once you accept Hishtikul Teira. The Shtikul Teira, that, well, I don't know who's, you know, never know who said what exactly. The Shtikul Teira, they answer Minchas Chinuch's question of why you're not Chayim Nisei Shomayim on Oval Divrei Teira, okay? So he says, that's Nicha Mitzvahs. But what about Chayro Shah that Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Midbar, or the Mitzvahs Shah? If someone violated that, for example, if Moshe, you know, if the British said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Holy Matacha," or anything, well, okay, good, we're saying that. So that was the discussion. Okay. See, he didn't say what conclusions they came to. Okay. So, I want to tell you what I would say over here. Okay, I think this marriage is very important. It's a double push. That Miriam understood that Teira is Teira, and Mitzvah Teira is she didn't hear, and Shalom Yisrael. No one denied that. The Shaila was Nevuas, which were Hegro Shah, which were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Of Mifresh Menaisha.
Even personal.
Okay, good. Anything. I don't know if it makes a difference, personal or not personal. I don't know. I didn't want to say that. I don't know, you know. That's become presumptuous. Okay? But, you know, so what's the scoop? Okay? So they felt, so Miriam thought, the double portion, that which Nevuah is Moshe, it's not that Nevuah is Moshe, but it's Cholok Beth Musay Dinai. But that which is Teira is Teira, and and the rest is like a poshta novi. Or even zera boisai. So if there was nevua of a rashah, which is not part of Torah, to be perished with isha. So no, where what happened? Okay. I would tell you. Okay, that's step number one. Okay. Step number two, I would tell you. That it's a dover poshet me'ed. That the answer to the discussion that the love had with father, one leil shavuos, is his nochim misdeshamayim. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you. I've got one thing. No, it's more than that. Because if you open up Shurish Shlishi, so this is really a discussion over here and of Shurish Shlishi. I wasn't sure where to put this either, so I put this on the side. When you open up Shurish Shlishi, and you get the impression that the Rambam is ready to count HaRashah in Minyan HaMitzvahs, the mitzvah which was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, which were not Lederis. Of Holy Matra. Okay. And it's sine qua non to Minyan HaMitzvahs that you need Teira. You can't imagine a mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvahs, without being Teira. So it must be that even the HaRashah to Moshe Rabbeinu, which were incorporated in Teira, are certainly part of Teira. And certainly have these dinim. Okay? And that's why the Rambam only is says that other mitzvahs, that these mitzvahs, not Minyan mitzvahs, because it's Teira Tzivah Lo Moshe, but it has to be Moshe Kilus Yaakov. It doesn't break with Teira Tzivah Lo Moshe, it breaks with Moshe Kilus Yaakov, it's not Lederis. So it means these HaRashah, Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu, is Teira. And that was the mistake they made. Okay? Vi'ato po amodi modi, they held what should have been a poshet Nevuah, because it's not a mitzvah of Deiris, and they should have heard it. Okay? And they didn't hear it. So it's a Vayidach, it didn't exist. And that's what the Banisher said, Nain, Lord Cain Avdi Moshe. Moshe Abedis Nevu is under Chepsa, or the Teira, and it's different than Bechule. Okay? Okay. That is the beginning. I hope I've answered your question. Okay, but I have more on this, but that's, I don't know if I want to get more involved in this, but this, you have to understand the basic issues going on with the Ramban. In other words, is Mitzvah's Teira? What's going on here?
What's motivating the Ramban and Reb Chaim to go to such a difficult pshat?
Again, what?
What's forcing them to go to such a difficult theological pshat?
I don't think it was difficult. What the I don't know what's what you're talking about. What the pshat and Bilam?
There's Mitzvah's coming through our Moshe.
Okay, the Rambam clearly
says he's good, he's easy.
What? No, he clearly comes that everything comes through Moshe.
Yeah, but the Ramban is clearly not like that.
At the Pshuta Shomit goes like that.
But you could say it was that the Moshe after was
like, okay, good, we'll see. We'll have to see, but you have to understand, this, in other words, these are the fundamentals, the foundations of faith, and what Yad is all about. We're not about, you know, even though every issue clear in the Gemara, but this is mamish. This is it, correct? Okay, good. I just want to tell you, I did my homework here. Okay. Okay, this part I'm not sure if I should say now or maybe hold it for some time in the future. Okay, we'll stop at this point. No, I'm not stopping. Just telling you this, just in terms of this issue with, you know, how this plays itself out. Okay, we'll continue. We'll get more of this, just the rayas about it. I have other rayas, okay, but okay, that's not the case. And I just want to move on. Okay, now. It could be Otodos Pshat Yigdal. You may have sang it many times. Teras Emes Nosan Li Amri El Al Yad Nevioi Nehemon Beisai. Otodos. You might have sang it many times, but you didn't realize the profundity of what's going on here. Teras emes nasan li amu el ayad nevioi or doctor nevioi of the penem on basic. And these two, you say this in Ikri Adas, from Moshe emes with Seiros emes, they merge into really one thing. Okay? And that, because Teira requires the peculiar nevuah of Ne'eman Beisai, of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Am Pirush Mishnayis, in the Ikri Adas, Yisrael Hashmini. The Mishnayis, it's a Perek Yud because they switch around Chelik with Hanechnokin. Check if the word namin is neida out with the Arabic, because it's a very interesting thing. It's not the gate to me now. Hazu hanimsis biodeinu hayoyim hazeh hi hateirish nitna lamoishe ushi kula mipi agvur. Because it's not dibu in the sense we understand it. Al Yisrael Hazeh Hashmini Hu Amri B'zeis Teidun Ke Hashem Shalachani Ki Loi Milibi. Now I don't believe that the question of Teira is only Duch Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban disagrees about that. And let me, in fact, you think I'm weaving around, but you'll see. Okay. It's very clear where I want, as we go on. It may just take 2 weeks, but I think it's important here to go slow, if you don't mind. The Ramban and Hakdoma, the Chumash, it's like this, I think there's like a Hakdoma to the whole idea of what's going on. But, you know, it really is right over here, because the Ramban makes the point here. So, you know, it's really unclear where you put it. But okay, Moshe Rabbeinu kosav haSefer hazeh im haTeira kula mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatam v'chule, vatam l'ksivas haTeira b'loshen zeh mibnei shekodma l'briis ha'olam. HaTeira kula. Oh no, kol b'briis ha'olam. Ein tzorach lo'ima l'neidosa shel Moshe Rabbeinu. From Shchira, Eish Shchira, the Lord of Shchira, Avol Ze Emes Uboro, Shekola Ter Mitchila Sefer Bereshis, Ad Leine Kol Yisrael, Nema Pisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Li Oznov Shel Moshe. Ki In Sheoma Lahalon, Mipiv Yikra Elai, Es Kol Advorim Oele, Vani Kriseiv, Ala Sefer Bedirai. That's very clear that Teira is Moshe, and the Ramban doesn't disagree with this. We've got to see what are they disagreeing about? So Rabbi Isai, how we doing?
5 more minutes.
Okay, good. We'll get to this. I will pick this up. I don't think you want to stop this. You want to, you know. I'll get to a point at least. Rabbi Isai, I think the machlokes is not about Teira. The machlokes is about mitzvahs. And then we'll have to understand what the relationship between Teira and mitzvahs are. This is like mamish, you know. This is like the Aleph Beis Shi'i should get the Chaylin. Okay? But, you know, you can't, until you get, okay? Teira. Even though these parshas were said to Aaron, but they're only Teira because of Moshe Rabbeinu. That no one denies. And that's what he says. Shechir Moshe Rabbeinu Pivsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Yisrei, Ototo Teira, is Teira is Moshe. There's an amazing thing over here going on, which is going to be the beginning, I guess, for next week's discussion. I don't want to hold you, but you know, there's an amazing, it's very clear, okay? Teira is Moshe. Mitzvahs could be not Moshe. Sifri also. In Parshat Vezris HaBrocha, Vayomus Shom Moshe, Efshe Shemes Moshe, Vekrisa Vayomus Shom Moshe. I don't know if the Gemara, I didn't quote the Gemara Menachos, I'm quoting this for a reason, okay? You'll see, you'll look at it, you'll understand why. Vekrisa Vayomus Shom Moshe, El Ad Kan Kosev Moshe, Mikan Vela Kosev Yeshua, Abi Meir Oime, Hari Oime, Vyichtav Moshe, Es Kol HaTeir HaZeis, Efshe Nosan Moshe, Es HaTeir Kishihich Seira, Afilo is Achas, Ella Melamed, Shoya Moshe Kaysev, Mashomola Kodish Bohu. Kaysev, Kiinian, Shenema, Vayema Leia, Boch, Nipiv, Yikoelai. It's Mamish, the Ramban is really quoting this Sifri. And that's really the story. That Teira is Moshe Rabbeinu. And Mipiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. But then, now, what you open up an issue in what is mitzvahs and what is Teira. Because, you know, before you walked in here, I'm sure that everyone would ask you such a question. And I would have started over with this statement. Has Mamish Kfira. But L'Chira, every word I said, till this point, you know, you can disagree with Abchai about what's happening with Mobabasa, okay? You know, the Rashi is a bit more, this, that. But that really is not germane to our issue. But it's very clear in the Ramban that the Ramban's ready to accept that there are mitzvahs and tayyag which were given to Aaron. And Lechayre is the Machayiv is Aaron, otherwise the discussion, his quote is clearly irrelevant, okay? But Teira, no one's arguing about. Okay, and I would add, if I have another just there. Okay, I would add also. Okay, there's no portion of Mitirish about Peh is only Moshe Rabbeinu also. So it means whatever the Teir was in the Parsha, Tirish about Peh of Parsha Suyayin and the Tirish about Peh of Mishmeres Kuna, Matnas Kuna were only Duch Moshe. I mean, that's some Sivui and the Mitzvah Deiris is Ar. Okay. I don't think it's a machlekes about what the Ram says in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, Alocha Ches. The Shlei Shehein Akrif Mbateo Oimer Shein Terem Meim Hashem Afilu Posek Echol Afilu Teva Achas Im Oma Moshe Oma Piatme Harizek Akrif Mbateo Vecheleko Pirusha Vihi Teru Shavapeh. במחקש מגידאו ואוי משבוי מיכלף. So I would assume that maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, but Kriv Pirusha is Moshe also. Okay, good, the same. I don't think that there's an issue about this, but you know, that's what I would say. And That's what I'm telling you. The shayla is only as far as the tzibu is concerned. But legabe the dini and mitzvahs is Moshe Rabbeinu is the rabban shel Yisrael, and the mesera on these parashas is also Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? And I want to play this out in mitzvah next week. Okay? That's all.